Dr. Brand, a couple of weeks ago, we are having an interesting conversation on the AA zone about whether or not it's appropriate for athletics departments to be influenced by boosters. We're not talking about boosters who give $1 million or $2 million, but mega boosters, folks who give lots and lots of money. What's your stance on this?
First of all, there are very few of those, a handful at best. Second of all, being influenced is probably not the right way to describe the attitude of these large donors. Money does buy access, there's no question about it. But the fact of the matter is that, to the best of my knowledge, for those very large donors, $100 million donors, they don't require, don't ask to have the ability to make appointments or to change directions of a program or to have control over hirings and firings as a whole. And they are sophisticated enough to understand that no university would accept the gift under those conditions, no matter how large the gift is.
Now, you have a huge booster out in the public eye, T. Boone Pickens at Oklahoma State. Bill Self led Kansas to the men's basketball championship. Now everybody's saying T. Boone will open up his checkbook and get Coach Self to come over to Oklahoma State. Should boosters have influence in hirings and firings?
Well, I would assume that the athletic department, and I don't know about this particular case, but I assume if the athletic department wants to hire a particular coach, who is expensive, and some of these head coaches are, we both know, goes to a major donor and said, we'd love to have this coach, we have an opening, we'd love to have this coach, he or she is a proven winner, would you contribute $N million for this? And, you know, the booster would then go back to the AD and say, is that the most important, is that your guy, is that the one you want to hire? And if the AD says, yes, that's our choice, but we need your support, that's a legitimate conversation and transaction. Pickens isn't hiring the coach. They are asking for his support of a decision they've made. There's some subtlety to that, and I think the cynics amongst us would deny that that's what's going on, that really the booster is doing it. I just don't believe it, because the integrity of an institution, including the integrity of the athletic department, doesn't permit any other behavior.
What's the difference here between athletics boosters and academic boosters? I know at my institution, we had one family that donated tens and tens of millions of dollars, and they have names all over the buildings on campus, and they've had a tremendous impact on the academic success of the institution. Is there a difference?
I don't see a difference. For example, suppose you have a very prosperous donor for a major university, and they say, you know, I really want this university, my alma mater, to have the best business school possible, and I'm going to give money to the business school. You know that I'm a philosopher by trade.
Absolutely.
And I'm in the arts and sciences. And I say, oh boy, that person is influencing the university going towards business rather than the arts and sciences. Well, that person's making a choice that, you know, they prefer to invest in that particular branch of the university. Arts and sciences is free to go find another donor of that magnitude. Should the university say no to that gift, as long as the donor understands clearly and explicitly, they're not going to choose what faculty to hire, they're not going to choose what programs, with, should you emphasize finance or accounting and so on, but those are institutional decisions, then it's fine. You know, donors, and you don't have to be a $100 million donor to do this, you could be a mere $1 million donor to do this, give name professorships chairs. So it's the John Smith Chair in Philosophy. Okay. Having done that, putting your name on the chair does not give you any role to play in who fulfills that chair. You're not permitted, according to the integrity of the rules of the university, you're not permitted really to have any influence in that. And so that's well understood.
Do you think we could ever get to a point where we're providing naming rights at universities for corporations? For instance, you rename a state university Nike State University, or it's the Oklahoma State Athletics Department brought to you by T. Boone Pickens. Are these things possible?
You know, universities differ a lot. Almost every university, and maybe every university, is open to or has rooms or lecture halls, a name for corporations, the IBM classroom, and so on. There are lots and lots of that. Some universities won't permit you to name a school, like a business school, after a corporation, only individuals. But on the other hand, we have some universities who are named after individuals. A very fine institution here in the state of Indiana is Ball State University, named after the Ball family for a major gift. And there are Stanford University was named after a donor, too, Leland Stanford. So the fact of the matter is there are lots of universities that carry specific names on the basis of donors. But for corporations, there's a feeling that beyond smaller gifts and naming rights, that there's some discomfort. One well-known university on the West Coast was offered a new science building if the corporation would be permitted to put their name on it, and they said no.
Huh, very interesting. As things get more and more expensive, it would seem logical that the field of development would continue to seek out these major boosters, major donors, so that probably won't change anytime soon in higher education.
Higher education is working double time to advance themselves through philanthropy. The fact of the matter is that both at privates and public institutions, the revenue sources are becoming very thin. At public universities, the state funds are becoming more difficult. We see this right now when there's an economic downturn. And philanthropy plays a very significant role in building excellence. It doesn't keep the lights on. You've got to have other sources of revenue to keep the lights on. But any university wants to be excellent, needs donor support, alumni or friends of the institution. Same thing goes in athletics. It's exactly the same. You know, you can have the amount of money it costs to run a strong athletic department needs external sources, particularly when you're talking about facilities. And philanthropy there becomes critically important.
Thank you, Dr. Brown.
My pleasure.